So the idea behind the song service this afternoon was to focus on the Book of Psalms, which means Sefer Tehillim, which means Book of Praises. And so every song that's picked there is basically comes from the Book of Psalms. So the first one this evening will be number 17 in our hymns of worship, Son of My Soul. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? I'm under the weather, so I'll get us started, and if my pitch is off, we'll make the do. Next one will be number 112 in the same book, Teach Me Thy Way.
Lead me
Number 44 in the same book, To God Be the Glory. If it's convenient for you, would you please stand while we sing this song? To God Be the Glory.
Pray together. Jehovah our God, we bow before you, recognizing how great you are, how powerful, how holy you are, and humbled with gratitude that you would listen to us, that you would desire that we would speak to you and desire that we would lay out our cares and our concerns before you. Humble that you even care. What is man that you are mindful of us? As weak and frail as we are, the many concerns that we have, Father, you want. You long for us to lay those out before you. And Father, we know, we don't understand why, but we know that you hear us. And that our petitions, our supplications matter to you. And that you are eager to assist us, to help us, to give us the things that we need, the things that are best for us. Father, we know that you know what we need, we know what is best, and that is not always in line with what we want or what we're asking for. And so, Father, as we lift up these supplications and these petitions to you today and always, we pray first and foremost that you would give us a heart of faith, heart of trust, to be content with however you choose to answer these prayers, even if you choose to answer them by saying no and not granting what we ask for. Father, you are a wise Father. We are your children, and we submit to you and to your will. But Father, these things are on our hearts and minds, and so we lift them to you, asking for you to hear us. We pray for Beverly Berthold and the treatment she's undergoing. We thank you for the good reports so far and for her feeling well and being able to receive treatments. We pray that those treatments would be effective, continue to heal her, and we pray for total healing for her to be cancer-free. And we pray the same thing for Truman and the radiation he's undergoing. Be with him, give him strength, and we pray that you would help him to fight through this and that the treatment would be successful in curing him completely as well. We pray for Whitney Pratt, who has come here with her family to MD Anderson and is receiving cancer treatment. Pray that you would heal her and that you would strengthen and comfort the family, the husband and the mom and the kids that have come down to see her. Pray that you would watch over that family and cure Whitney and give them peace during this difficult time. We pray for Zonia and David Davila, as well as for David Jr. and for Carmen, as they have lost a baby boy at 4 months pregnancy. Pray that you would bring comfort to David Jr. and to Carmen as they grieve this loss, and that you would wrap your arms around them, strengthen them, draw them closer to you through this experience, and pray the same for David and Zonia, that you would comfort them, strengthen them. Pray that through this pain, your name would be glorified and they would learn to trust in you more. We pray for the Olenek family, who's also grieving with the loss of a grandmother, Martha Cooper. Pray that you would bring peace and comfort to that family and to that home as well. We pray for Linda Johnson, a former member here, now at the Springwoods congregation, that you would help her, if there's any way to cure her of her cancer that she's facing and dealing with and been dealing with for some time now. Pray that you would cure her and heal her and give comfort and peace to her and to her husband, Ejo, and the many that love and care for her. Father, we pray for our brother Lee and for the opportunity that he has with his job to become a full-time employee, and pray that you would work out that situation for in his favor, and that you would calm any anxiety he has during this time and give him success in that effort. Father, we pray a prayer of thanksgiving for others that we know of and of this number that you have heard and answered prayers, but especially right now for Linda and giving her recovery and strength with her hip replacement surgery, that she's able to be out and about and get back to normal life after that surgery. We thank you for hearing our prayers for her and blessing her in that regard. Father, we put these physical concerns for you, the people that we know of that are sick and that are struggling with grief and sorrow and sickness, and we ask for your healing hand, but we also, Father, pray for your wisdom and guidance as we as a congregation move forward, trying to serve you, trying to represent you in this community, trying to follow you and spread your gospel here in the city of Houston. We pray specifically for the elders of this congregation as they guide us spiritually to watch over them and to give them wisdom and courage We are so blessed to have men that are so mature in the faith and so loving toward this flock. And we pray that you would lift up their hands and help us to lift up their hands and help them in this great and important work. We specifically pray for wisdom for them and decisions that are being made and things that are being taken care of in regards to the property that we've purchased and the property that we will be trying to sell and for the construction of a new building. We pray that that would not be a burden on them that would bring them down or take away from their important work, but that you would give them a smooth road ahead and help these things to move easily and quickly so that we can do the things that we want to do if they are your will. And we pray that the ultimate goal would be to glorify your name and to build up, to edify this group of your people here that meet in this place. We also pray for the deacons as they work tirelessly to serve this congregation, to take care of many things, mostly behind the scenes. Lift up their hands and strengthen them for the important work that they do. And we pray for Steve and I as we strive to preach your word, to proclaim your gospel week after week and teach classes. And we pray that our work would be fruitful in building people up and bringing people to you. Father, we are the sheep of your pasture. We are in your hands. You watch over us and we submit to you fully, put all these things before you and know that you do all things well, Father. We love you and we pray that you would help us as we continue to praise your name in song, to draw near, ever nearer to you as a result of the songs and prayers and the fellowship we have today. Help us in all these things to remember Jesus and be more like him. In his name we pray. Amen.
Hello. Okay, so the next song is going to be Come Thou Almighty King, but the psalm we're pairing that with, you'll see up there on the screen. Can you back it up one? I'd like to read it. Yeah. Oh, it's right there, isn't it? Oh, there it is again. Okay, sorry. I'm a mess sometimes. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Thank you, Robert. All right, it's number 45 if you're using a songbook. Domine Psalm 31:3. You are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. The next song is hymns in the Hymns for Worship, number 117, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." Do mi so.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah.
Next verse out of Psalm, the 32nd Psalm, verse 8. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." The Lord promises to guide us. Just got to keep turning to Him and looking for it. All the way my Savior leads me. Used in a songbook, 129. I know some people use this songbook. Do mi so mi.
Give my faith in Him to dwell.
before I lead this prayer, I wanted to make sure with Anne's mother, was that a prayer for her health?
Yes.
Okay. And the box right there? Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Let me just add them. I typed it in here real quick. Give me just a second. I know I could just turn around probably, but... or take a picture. And Priscilla Hill, is she just needs restored health, is that right? Okay. I don't know this, I can't remember the specifics, but that should do. All right, let's go to God in prayer. Oh, holy, holy, holy God, we come before you again today with praise for your name, praise for your almighty power, and for your wisdom, for everything that you are, for your love, your mercy. We praise you and we thank you for everything that you have done for us, for the blessings that you shower upon us. And as Daniel said before, we come before you also with petitions and with different needs and requests, Lord, and we know that you'll hear us. So we ask that you hear our prayers this morning. We ask that you be with the Beans, the Bean family and the Tom family, as they have recently lost loved ones. We ask that you comfort them and console them and help them to get through their difficult times. We ask that you be with Anne's mother. And please, we ask that you would restore her health, help her to be of good health, for her condition to improve. We ask that you be with Deb Haley, who has suffered much pain over the years. We ask that you please remove her pain in her feet and in her back, and help her to, with her hip, to get a new hip. We ask that you be with Deb and her family and help them to trust in you and to, in the face of adversity, as with everybody, to be able to find peace. We ask that you be with Laura Claiborne and Johnny Martinez and help them with their kidneys to hopefully get new kidneys, get a transplant, help their situation to improve, that they could be healthy and be able to live in an improved state. We ask that you be with those who are traveling, with Sarah and John Neff and the Moraleses and all of the others who are out of town, and we ask that you watch over them and keep them safe. We thank you for answered prayers, for Terry Walker, who's doing so much better, and for Bob Stark, who's able to go back to work, for the stability they have in their health, Lord, after heart transplants, after a broken leg, and finding out that Terry has diabetes and all the difficulties. We see that you've found a way to get us through get them through those difficulties, and we thank you for those answered prayers. We ask that you be with Janet McGlamory and help her to regain her health so that she could meet with us again. And please be with Crystal, who's facing surgery. Help her surgery to go smoothly without complication. We ask also that you watch over Priscilla Hill. Help her to be restored to health. And we recognize, Lord, that these bodies that we have here on earth are temporary, and we know that, you know, that we are, this is not our home, and we praise you and thank you that you've offered us a wonderful home in heaven where we can spend eternity with you and without the pain and without the suffering in unperishable bodies. We ask also, Lord, that you please be with all of the members of this church, all the members of your body throughout the world, and please guide us in our evangelistic efforts. We ask that you help give us opportunities, help us to see them, and to help us to be ready to use the opportunity to your glory, because that's why we're here, Lord. We're here because you've created us, and we're here to glorify you, and help us to keep that in mind and to do all things for your glory. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our next song will be Psalm 19, number 439 in your red books. We'll read verses 7 through 11 of Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Psalm 19.
Do mi so mi do. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
Let's just praise the Lord. Number 18 in your books. What appears on the screen will be slightly different than what appears in the books. So think of it as a translation difference. We use King James versus ESV when we read the Bible. Different arrangement will be what's appearing on the screen. So follow on the screen. Psalm 136, verse 26. Give thanks to the Lord of heaven, to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let's just praise the Lord.
Do so, do mi, do so. We thank you for your kindness, we thank you for your love. We have been in heavenly places.
And our final song, number 104. Take my hand, precious Lord, and we'll read Psalm 139, verse 10. Starting at verse 9, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. Take my hand, precious Lord. Do, so, mi, do, mi.